Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zevachim Daf Vav, Zevachim 6. And today's Daf Yomi has a discussion of sacrifices. And from that discussion of sacrifices, we learn a very important concept about the nature of how one should be atoning for our sins. So the Gemara asks on Daf Vav Amabez, Si'irei Atzeres Lamahein Ba'in. Goats on Shavuos that are brought as a sin offering on the holiday of Shavuos, why are they brought? There are two goats that are actually brought as sin offerings on the holiday of Shavuos. One is said in the passage of the holidays in Leviticus 23:19, with all the other sacrifices that are brought on Shavuos as part of the two loaves of bread that are the unique sacrifices of Shavuos. And the second is talked about not on, with respect to the sacrifices of Shavuos, but with respect to all the other additional offerings that are recorded in Bamidbar 28 verse 30 with the Musaf offerings. And so we see that one sin offering is brought as part of the Shavuos offerings, and one sin offering is also brought on the holiday of Shavuos, but as part of the Musaf offerings. So why do we need two sin offerings? Why is it necessary to have two sin offerings? And the Talmud says they're coming al tumos mikdash v'kedashav, that the sin offerings, we know from Maseches Shavuos 2a, we say that all the goats that are brought as sin offerings on the holidays are coming to atone for the same sin, that they're coming to atone for the person who has accidentally entered into the temple while they're in a state of ritual impurity, or they accidentally ate from the sacred food of the temple while they are in a state of ritual impurity. And so we see from here that if they are atoning for that sin of tumas mikdash v'kedashav, of accidentally entering into the temple, why do we need two of them? Why isn't one sufficient? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Shimon is the one discussing it. Rabbi Shimon is the one who answers, and he says, Nizrak damo shel rishon sheni lama karev. He says, if the first one was sprinkled, the blood of the first sin offering was already sprinkled, why do we need the blood of the second sin offering to be brought? It's brought just a few moments later. And so the Talmud answers, because we're concerned al tuma sha'ora bein zeh lezeh, because we're concerned that maybe there was a sin that occurred between the two sin offerings. Maybe somebody had entered in a state of ritual impurity. So because we have that concern that somebody did come in and commit this sin again accidentally, for this reason we need two sin offerings on the holiday of Shavuos. So the Gemara then extrapolates from this a very powerful point. Amor me'atar, we should learn from here, Ru'uyin hayu Yisrael ahakriv karbonosam b'chol esu v'chol shah. Really, the Jewish people should have been bringing sacrifices every single second and every single moment of the day in order to atone for sin. And in this case, we're talking about the sin of entering into the temple in a state of ritual impurity. So why don't we do that? Why do we say that these were not brought all the time? It's just Shavuos is the unique occasion where we have two sacrifices brought very close to each other, and they're both atoning for the same sin. So the Gemara answers, Elisha Chisech Akasov. The Torah had mercy upon the Jewish people. The Torah did not obligate the Jewish people to bring these sacrifices all the time, because the Torah was concerned about the money of the Jewish people, and it's expensive to have to bring these sacrifices. And so therefore, because the Torah was concerned about this concept, the Torah says, generally speaking, we don't do it. But in this case, we do it. We see from here that this is a recognition that really, if we wanted to atone for our sins, it would be never ending. That there is no end to the amount of efforts we need to make to atone for our sins. But the Torah is cognizant of the fact that it's not practical to live our life like that. And so therefore, generally speaking, that's not the way the Torah tells us to act, because the Torah is concerned that we'll be spending our money just trying to achieve expiation, and that's not a good way to live. And so therefore, for this reason, the Torah says only in this case, in the case of the goats of Shavuos, the sin offerings, because there we have a general offering for Shavuos, and then we have the regular offering that we always bring on every holiday. So that's why there's two sacrifices that are brought as sin offerings. But generally speaking, that's not the case. The Torah discusses this actually with the concept of every day we're supposed to say in our morning prayers, we're supposed to talk about the sacrifices that are brought every day. And so the Torah writes in Archaean Sif Alf, the very Sif very first siman of Or HaChaim, who talks about our daily prayers, says every day a person should recite the sacrifices that we bring every day. The person should recite the olah offerings, the mincha, the shlamim, the chatos, and the asham. And he writes that when you conclude your prayers, when you conclude the recitation of these verses, a person should say, "Master of the universe, may it be your will that that the fact that I recite these prayers should be as worthy before you as though I actually brought an olah in its proper time." And so too by the mincha offering and the shlomim offering and the asham offering. However, he says, after the sin offering, a person should not say that, because the sin offering should not be brought as just a voluntary offering. You need to know what you have sinned for in order to bring it. And so therefore, a person should not say it. So the Bach says, yeah, but what you could do is you could say, after you brought the sin offering, you could say, maybe I said this on a stipulation, that if this I really needed to bring a sin offering, then let my prayer that I just recited be an expiation for that sin offering. So even though that's what the Bach suggests, the Magen Avraham challenges. He says, what are you talking about? We know that for a sin offering, a person always needs to know why they're bringing it before they brought it. And if a person doesn't know why they're bringing it before they brought it, then it won't work. So how can you say that after they recite the prayers, this stipulation should work? So the Magen Avraham says, it can't work to do what the Bach suggests for a sin offering. But the Chikri Halacha says, yeah, generally speaking, the Magen Avraham is right. But that's where we're talking about an actual sacrifice. There, the Torah doesn't want us just running around bringing sacrifices for sin offerings unless we know exactly what we're doing it for, because the Torah cares about our money. But if it's just a prayer, then we don't have this concept of the Torah worrying about our money, and so therefore it's okay to say a prayer. But when it comes to the money, the Torah doesn't want us to just spend money without thought and without knowing that there's an actual sin that we're atoning for.